This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on? Welcome to episode 60 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, and this is going to be another mini NPC. Now, before we get started, I do want to remind everybody that this is an unofficial Nintendo podcast. And if you're looking for the official Nintendo podcast, it's Nintendo Power Podcast. Look that up on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Okay, before we talk about Nintendo Labo, if you want to get yourself a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/NPC. There you can get books like The Ultimate History of Video Games, or Super Mario, How Nintendo Conquered America, or Ready Player One. All great books. That's audibletrial.com/NPC. If you want to get yourself a comfortable gaming chair that's comparable to the high-end chairs you can get out there, but for a fraction of the price, go to opseat.com and check out what they have. Use coupon code N64Josh to save yourself $10 off of the price of your chair from opseat.com. And lastly, if you'd like to get yourself an extra podcast for just $1 a month, you can go to patreon.com/N64Josh. I do want to say hello to everybody that's hanging out with me live tonight. DJ, Kirby, anybody that's just lurking. Thank you guys for being here. This is an unexpected NPC, but I want to hear from you guys. Definitely hear your thoughts about Labo and just kind of, you know, see what you guys think. And we're going to talk it, talk through it. looks like DJ really likes it so far. You can jump around, and play games 1 out of 10. So things made out of cardboard. So I am Confusion Superstar 120 says, so we'll get into it here. So what is Labo? It is essentially cardboard origami for your Switch. You are going to basically get these patterns that you will be able to fold into different shapes and put together to create things such as a cardboard piano, a fishing pole, the front end of a motorcycle, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's other things as well. One of the things you can do is put together basically a backpack that has pulleys inside, and you will have handles that you will hang onto with your hands. You will also attach something to your legs. And there is actually string running into this backpack with pulleys and whatnot, so that you're actually interacting with what's happening on the TV screen by pulling these pulleys and whatnot. And we only have two sets that are going to be available at launch that we know of. And the variety pack has the piano, the fishing pole, a house, the motorcycle, and basically like little RC cars that they're, I don't know if you guys have ever seen them. My kids had some when they were younger. I think they were called like jitterbugs or something, but basically they would just vibrate and the vibration would cause them to move, and you can control them with your Joy-Cons. So, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. DJ says you're literally buying back all the pizza boxes you threw away. It's like soap from Fight Club. Nosmosis says, are they charging you extra for the cardboard packaging? Well, kind of. So here's what I found out. And I haven't been able to like completely confirm this, but according to an article from IGN France, you don't have to buy the cardboard from Nintendo. They will have plans so that you can cut stuff out yourself and just use whatever cardboard you have lying around. May not end up quite as clean or be exactly what you're wanting, but it could be an option for you. It's looking like the extra cost for cardboard for the variety pack is basically $10. Super Nintendo Dad says Nintendo Labo equals loot boxes. So there you go. So it's $10. The robot game is looking to be an extra $20. So, but I can kind of see why with all the different gears and pulleys, that kind of stuff. It looks fairly intricate. Now, how does some of this stuff work? Because basically you can create a cardboard piano. It has 13 keys. And you insert your switch right above the keys, and you put the Joy-Con with the IR sensor into a little slot on the side. And when you do that, what happens is that IR sensor is actually going to read reflective tape that's on the inside of this piano that you've made and allows you to actually play the piano on this little cardboard piano. It's actually pretty cool. I mean, you literally have the ability to play songs, 13 keys, you know, you're good to go. What we don't have much info about is what are these games? What are you going to do with this piano game? What are you going to do with the RC game? Obviously the motorcycle game looks like you're just racing, but it looks like you actually pull back on the throttle like an actual bike to get the bike to go forward. We don't have a ton of info other than what we can just see from the video. The robot game looks like you're running around smashing stuff as a giant robot. The robot to me looked an awful lot like Optimus Prime. And then of course it even changed into a car. So I was like, that's interesting. So, but it also looks like the type of game that kids could be knocking things over in the living room and whatnot. So could make for some interesting streams. I don't know. You guys in chat want to see me strap on a cardboard backpack and start swinging my arms wildly in my office here? Would that be entertainment? DJ says, so this is literally the poor man's version of Nintendo's business model? Question. Put out limited quantities of the physical release that scalpers can buy and sell on eBay for 3 times the price. Everyone else can download the pattern. So this is DLC. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So Nosmosis is nice. They're encouraging creation, which is one of the takeaways I definitely got from this thing. You know, depending on what I could see, like from the piano, like when they were playing the game, it almost looked like a whack-a-mole situation, which may end up being similar to like Rock Band or Guitar Hero, where you play the keys to hit the moles, but you're actually creating a tune or a song at the same time. So it could actually teach piano and, you know, which could hopefully spark just imagination and the ability to want to create more. So this is a good thing. The other thing that I have a list of a few things that I'm like, you know, my initial reaction, my initial reaction is, what in the world? Why are we getting cardboard for our Switch? Like, what is this? I don't understand. And I wasn't able to, like, I watched the video on my phone and was just kind of like, what? This is like, if I think I said in my Discord, like, if this was the gift I got under my Christmas tree, I would have been like, I think I'd rather have a sweater. But seeing it now, I'm definitely more intrigued by it. And it does look pretty cool. So a few of the things that I think this is going to do, it's going to help kids with imagination. Now, it's combining creation with technology, right? Like, you've got to sit down and do this cardboard origami in order to be able to play these games correctly. So, you know, it's helping with creation, helping with imagination. And the other thing it's going to do is it's going to bring family interaction. So, and this is what's crazy to me. I have four kids, basically the ages of 10 to 17. And I showed all four of them this video. I could not believe the response I got from each of them. Every one of them was like, wow, this is really cool. Are you going to get all of this? Like, I really want to do this. And I was like, are you serious? Like, I thought they would look at this as cardboard and basically scoff at it and be like, oh, that's silly. My oldest, who, you know, when his gaming is Call of Duty, it's Fortnite. I showed him this and he was like, I think his exact words were, that's dope. And so I was like doing double takes as he was looking at this going, that's really creative. Like, I want to see how this all works. So I was shocked. You know, like I said, my initial reaction of like, oh, I don't know about this, to where my kids are like, we're going to get this, right? I was surprised. So I want to hear from you guys. Like, what was some of your initial reactions? DJ, I know you just loved it. Superstar 120 says, can't wait for someone to recreate Mozart's fifth concerto on the Nintendo Labo cardboard piano with flames painted on the sides. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, there could be some crazy designs on these pianos. Like, really, it's going to be up to their imagination to what they want to do, how they want to decorate these things. And it's pretty awesome. Kirby says, Josh is just glad because now he has a little workshop to make these things. Yeah, I know I said it wrong. I'm just going to keep going. I realize the concerto. There we go. I'm like, oh, good. He put a word I don't know how to pronunciate in that sentence. Perfect. But thank you guys for helping me through it. I appreciate it. So yeah, I mean, the initial reaction was this is cardboard, but I'm on board with it. I'm on board with it. The only thing that I'm want to know more about is, what are these games going to be like? Because you really can't play these games without having this cardboard stuff for the most part. It looks like you might be able to do like the RC cars. But other than that, I don't think there's too much you can really do without having these devices made out of cardboard. I can't even believe I'm saying the word cardboard. Like, this is just so bizarre to me. Superstar says, I never would make paper crafts to this insane degree unless Nintendo makes me. So I'm all over it. Yeah. So, and that's the thing. Like, one of my sons, when he was younger, he loved doing like origami and stuff like that. And he's also a piano player. So the moment he saw this piano, he was like, oh, that's cool. And then the moment that the finger hit the key and it played, he was like, that's not real. That's not real. And I'm like, yeah, that's what it's. He's like, oh, we got to do this. We got to get this. So, you know, and it seems from what I'm seeing, like on Reddit and things like that, like there's a lot of people that are pretty excited about this thing. And I think there's just a lot of people that are excited to create stuff. And, the only thing that I'm concerned about is, like, I've got nephews ranging from ages 1 to 6, and those kids, sometimes they're crazy. Like, I love them, but like they're crazy. And I can't imagine this stuff surviving with them all that long. So, I mean, it, and the other thing about it, like storing this stuff is going to be a little bit of a pain too. I think, but you know, overall, I think the experience is going to be pretty fun. I'm not sure where I'm going to put that giant backpack. So, I want to say hey to Blue Benjamin, Mike Tank. What's going on, guys? How are you? Kirby says, we're going to get a yarn set. Like, is Nintendo finally going to get that, you know, back on the NES, I think they had like a knitting game or something like that, that actually used a special controller. Like, so we really shouldn't be all that surprised when Nintendo comes out with something that we are going to, be playing with our Switch in cardboard. I mean, this is the company that made a game based on knitting. Now it didn't release, but still based on knitting. Like, we know that Nintendo is weird, and it's a good thing. So, Game Smarter, welcome. We're still going. We're doing just a mini Nintendo PowerCast right now. So, Superstar says, imagine if they made a Labo with an Amiibo reader. Oh no, don't say Amiibo. Spot or something that you could put your Amiibo on it. I'd have to take my Amiibo out of their case, so that wouldn't be good for me. So, like a fighting ring and it supported Smash Amiibo. Almost like a Game Smarter says Rock'em Sock'em Robots, or I don't know, what was that, like Beyblade or whatever, where they use tops to fight, you know, in a little dome arena, whatever. So I don't know. And if you watch the trailer a couple times, like Kirby in all caps, I can knit my own yarn Yoshi Snuggie. There you go. Mission accomplished. If you watch the trailer, you know, they kind of showcase the stuff that's going to be available on 420, but they show us a kind of a sneak peek of things that are also coming out. There's what looks like a camera. Not real sure on how that's working. I saw one thing in a Discord chat that said there was like possibly a leak that the IR sensor will actually take pictures that are 240 by 240. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if that's how that technology works. Someone did say that it would recognize shapes possibly. So I'm not quite sure, you know, what's going on there. The other thing we saw from the commercial or the trailer is what looked like a flight stick. So, you know, I don't know if that means like flight simulator, dogfighting, not really sure, but that's stuff that I really enjoy. It just seems weird that I'm playing it with, you know, with cardboard, but I do like that. Some of the other things they showed, like a chicken that you were kind of like you put together and kind of squeeze the thing and it would make noise. Not really sure what's going on there. There looks to be like, and again, I have no idea. It looks like, you're stepping down on a pedal, like for a car. But when I showed the video to my wife, she's like, is that for a sewing machine? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what's on the Switch screen when they're stepping on that thing. And then a little while later, they're stepping on a pedal that looks like it's moving to a beat, like it could possibly be a bass drum. So I don't, is there potential for a Nintendo Labo band? Who knows? So there's definitely more coming out with this. It's not just the initial two games. There's more coming out. I hope that the games are fun, right? I mean, that's our hope anytime a game's coming out, but I hope that, you know, I'm looking at the fishing one and I'm afraid it looks like your Switch is connected. It's sitting in like a little cardboard sleeve that you have a string connected to a fishing pole that you're reeling in. And I'm concerned, you know, watching somebody a little bit younger or not quite as coordinated, just like chucking that switch across the room or something. So, you know, and the other thing I joked about in our Discord is like, I can just hear a kid like, "Hey mom, where's my Joy-Cons? They were in that cardboard." She's like, "Oh, I recycled that, you know," and there goes your Joy-Cons. So, maybe a good business move. I don't know, for Nintendo to get more Joy-Con sales, but still just, this is crazy. I'm shocked that we are talking about this. So, GameSmarter says, "I thought it was interesting, that the one kid is called Toy-Con 1 and the robot game is called Toy-Con 2. So they are totally setting it up to have more than this." Yeah, absolutely. Kirby Geek, "Maybe the chicken is a friend of the cow that they used to milk in 1-2 Switch." Uh-oh. Looks like somebody got triggered. I'm not sure what I said, but looks like somebody got triggered. Kirby Geeks is a knitting band game. You got to hit all the rhythm beats to actually knit. Like, hey, it's Nintendo. So, yeah, Timmy, "Why did you leave your cardboard robot outside? It rained last night." Yeah, exactly. Like, again, this is crazy. Like, don't leave this stuff for the dog to chew on, you know, like you're going to have a good spot to store this stuff, because I'm going to be honest, I don't want to have to go out and buy these sets more than once. But at the same time, like I'm going to let the kids play this if they're interested in it, you know, and if it brings us together, like I really do think that is a good thing. And the fact that all four of them in that age range from 10 to 17 were like, "Yeah, this looks cool." I was shocked. And so it'll definitely get its use in my house, which when I saw the video earlier today, I was like, I don't know. Yeah. The other thing we talked about extensively in our chat, Superstar, was like, also, if you have a cat, like seriously, be careful with this stuff, because the cats will go to town on this. So definitely keep it away from the cats. So I do want to say hello to Henny. Welcome, bud. We're just kind of doing a little Nintendo PowerCast mini right now. Just talking about the Labo. Yeah. And that's the other thing, like, hey, I'm going to bring all my cardboard controllers to grandma's house for Christmas. What are you? And he's going, "What's that gigantic case, dad?" "Oh, it's just my Labo case. Don't worry about it." Yeah. DJ says, "Ask them again if it's cool, if they have to pay for it with their own money. See if it's cool then." Well, you all know how that goes, but I can't blame them for that. So, but overall, I think this is a cool thing. I think this is Nintendo, doing Nintendo. I mean, in our chat this morning, we talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about, like, is this going to be like Switch Junior that, you know, the Joy-Cons don't come out, it doesn't dock, and it's going to be very durable and targeted at kids. And then we got crazy and we're like, and maybe it'll play DS games, you know, like we were just being goofy. But I mean, Nintendo had a bunch of hype going for this. They had a lot of people talking, and there were a lot of people tweeting out stuff saying, like, look, if, like, manage your expectations, there's a really good chance this is not going to be for you. And this isn't going to be for everybody. But for me, I still like the fact that Nintendo is just kind of doing some weird stuff and creative stuff. And it's interesting to me that, like take the piano, for instance. Like, they've always tried to incorporate music. I mean, Wii music, that kind of stuff. Like, but nothing ever really worked out very well. This may be the first time that it's like, hey, this little goofy cardboard piano, you're actually able to sit and play songs, you know, and playing, you know, these silly little, like, whack-a-mole type games, but actually learning piano. I, I'm, I'm on board. So, again, and to go back to what we were talking about this morning, like there was just so much hype and, you know, so everybody's discussing this thing in the Discord. Everybody's excited for it. As soon as it dropped, everybody's talking about it. Some people love it. Some people hate it. Some people are coming in saying, wow, this chat is like, everybody's going, what the heck is this thing? And then the last chat I left, everybody's like, oh, I can't wait to get this thing. Like I went on the Nintendo Switch subreddit. There was almost 40,000 people talking about this thing. Like regardless if you like this thing or not, what Nintendo is doing by getting people talking about their brand and talking about the goofy and crazy stuff they're doing alongside with putting out a number of stellar titles, some reports. Yes, I understand. Some are new games. We're getting a complete package here. Like we're getting stuff that we, you know, some of us are going, I didn't even know I wanted this. And now I definitely do. Some of us are going, I know I didn't want it and I still don't want it. And that's fine. That's fine. It's not going to be for everybody. And it doesn't have to be. To me, it, like I said, it's just really cool to see Nintendo doing Nintendo and still showing that they're about being creative. They, you know, they were a toy company before they were a video game company. So, you know, they're still making toys. And I mean, this is really just kind of showcasing how crazy the Switch is. Like, yes, it's a tablet. Yes, they're just controllers. But the fact that like these little RC bots, you snap your Joy-Cons onto them and the vibration is moving so quickly from the HD rumble that it moves these critters across the surface. You know, they kind of have like eight legs and you connect these things to, and they'll just move based on the vibration. So, and Henny says, hey, you know, cardboard is one of the coolest things ever made by paper. Mirage Leonardo, everyone is so chrono triggered over this new cardboard thing, yet no one complains about moving the Wii remote up and down to charge your beam saber in No More Heroes. Oh man, I don't know that anybody loved waving that Wii remote around, but of course, Kirby, why would you? That was amazing. You know, so who knows how well this thing's gonna do. I hope it does okay, because I like that it's just something different. It's something weird. I'm on board with it. You know, will I buy every set that comes out? Probably. But I may try to show restraint. Who knows? This could be amazing. This could fail. But it is something new. Yeah, I mean, they're taking a risk here, right? And I don't think because this is coming out, we're losing something that could have been much greater. So I'm cool with it. I'm definitely cool with it. And the one thing that got me thinking about it too, like that got me thinking, one, this, I mean, because you don't have to necessarily buy the kits, you could just get cardboard. Like who knows, we might see switches in schools where kids do these crafts. I'm not sure. One thing I could see being pretty cool is like maybe taking the Switch over. Like if you have younger kids, they take their Switch over to their grandparents' house and sitting down and doing some of this stuff with them, because they may not want to sit and play Mario Kart. But if you know, you bring the fishing pole along, you know, maybe grandpa's interested in that and you guys can put that thing together and then do some fishing on the Switch. That's going to be a new experience that you know, might be something that kind of just brings family together. So again, it's just a good thing overall, I think. So, Kirby says use it as a tool more than a game though. Oh, I can see the rich schools ordering a few switches with this Labo thing, using it as a tool more than anything. Yeah, you'd have the kids all like, hey, can we play Mario Odyssey or can we play Mario Kart? No, get your cardboard. That's all we're doing. No fun. We're just playing with cardboard. So, I don't know. There's a lot of possibilities with this. And I think it's great that Nintendo's still thinking way outside the box and coming way out of left field and giving us this kind of stuff. So this has been another mini Nintendo PowerCast. And if you guys want to follow me, it's on Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all that stuff. With all the YouTube stuff lately, I would love some follows on there if you don't mind. It's all N64 Josh. If you look for N64 Josh, you're going to find all the places. Remember, you can get a free audiobook from audibletrial.com/NPC. Also, if you want to get yourself a gaming chair, opc.com. Use coupon code N64 Josh to save $10. And if you want to get yourself an extra podcast for $1 a month, patreon.com/n64josh. Thank you guys so much for being here live. Kirby Geek, Blue Benjamin, Superstar, DJ Henny, anybody that I missed that's still just lurking here, thank you guys. It's been fun. This is an interesting topic. I can't believe that again we're talking about cardboard. Kirby says, well, I heard the piano takes 2 hours to make. Yeah, so, I mean, there's definitely going to be time investment there, you know. So, and hopefully, you know, you don't tear anything while you're doing it. But yeah, who knows? I would love to hear from you guys about this. So, you know, hit me up on Twitter, again, at N64Josh. Let me know what you think about Nintendo Labo. If you have questions or anything you want to have read on the podcast here, you can email me n64josh@gmail.com. And yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for hanging out again, everybody. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you Tuesday. Later.